This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois, 91.9 UIS. I'm Randy Eccles with co-host Bea Bonner, and we are in the year-end drive doing some special segments on Community Voices. And our guest today is Mary Hansen from NPR Illinois. One of the things we like to do is give you a peek behind the scenes, and so we wanted to talk with Mary today. Welcome, Mary.
Thanks so much for having me.
And one of the things we've been asking our guests to do is just to introduce themselves and give a little background about who they are, where they came from, if you don't mind.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm a reporter here at NPR Illinois. I've been here for about 3 years. I cover Springfield and Sangamon County. This past year, I've done a lot of coronavirus coverage. Before that, focused on, you know, economic development and local government and things like that. So
Mary, I saw that your undergrad degree was in international studies. How did you go from that to the world of journalism?
Yeah, so it was, I guess, a bit of a winding path. Yes, as you mentioned, studied international studies in college, thought I wanted to work in international development. I actually spent a year volunteering with a Catholic organization in the Dominican Republic doing a microloan program there. But when I came back, sort of decided that's not what I wanted to do, was looking around for jobs, and ended up working at a consulting firm for a couple of years, which was just a nice, like, initial professional job. And I found that the part that I really enjoyed was doing the interviews with the clients and then doing the writing part of it. So from there, I looked for an internship in trying to break into the journalism world, and ended up working or getting an internship at a magazine out on the West Coast. And so I did that for a while, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I wanted, I guess, more training. And I found the public affairs reporting program at UIS. It was recommended to me by an alum and said, you know, you'll learn a lot. You'll really gain some great experience covering the State House. And so I did that in 2015 and 2016, and really gave a great foundation for me to kind of launch my journalism career.
So PAR is what originally brought you to Springfield then, right?
Yeah, and I've been here ever since. I met my husband here, actually, which is funny, like a couple months after I moved to Springfield. So yeah, Springfield's been good to us.
And you also worked at the SJR for a little while?
Yeah, I spent about a year covering city government for the State Journal Register, you know, just sort of going to every city council meeting, every Economic Development Commission meeting, all the, you know, covering the ins and outs and everyday workings.
And when you met your husband here, do you guys, what we ask most people is what attracts you to Springfield? What keeps you here?
It's a big, small town. I grew up in a small town, knew a lot of, you know, you can walk in any place and pretty much guaranteed to probably know somebody there, which I appreciate. And the, you know, the cost of living is quite affordable. So that's another big plus. And yeah, so that's what keeps us here.
Do you find time to take up any other passions or interests?
Yeah, I mean, journalism as a career can tend to be sort of all-consuming. So I say that's definitely my first passion, and you know, really enjoy. But you know, in pre-COVID times, we really enjoy traveling. Like we like going to, you know, places where we can be outdoors. You know, we went to New Zealand, which was really amazing, doing some great hiking there. Went out to Denver and other places like that. So hopefully, when all this is over, as we say, can get back to that.
How have you been coping with coronavirus?
Yeah, I mean, I think for, you know, professionally, I think it's been, you know, an interesting transition. I think for every journalist, the, you know, you want to be there, you want to be sort of in the thick of things, in the action. And so that's been definitely an adjustment, trying to figure out how to make those connections, how to figure out how to be there for things when we're not actually supposed to be there for many things. You know, a lot of the things that I cover, the news conferences and public meetings and things like that, have shifted for the most part online, which is good. And then trying to make connections with folks, you know, social media has been a much bigger part of my reporting process, I would say, than in the past, because you know, it's a good way to connect to people without having to, you know, kind of meet them where they are.
You cover a lot of local stories, like you're saying. What do you think needs to be done when coronavirus is under control to move forward? You know, there's been a lot of businesses that have been impacted. Some of them may or may not still be here. How does the community get healthy when it's safe to go out again?
I would say, like, I think some of the really encouraging things that we've seen in the last several months, thinking about the, Springfield Families Helping Families Facebook group, or, a lot of organizations kind of pulling together and really trying to help the people who are most impacted, and everybody kind of, trying to go out of their way to help. I think that looks like it's hopefully is going to be an ethos and an attitude that we all carry forward. And I think that's really encouraging, and that will help sort of set a new, set a different tone for, afterwards for how we get through this.
We are talking to one of our wonderful reporters, Mary Hansen. It's such a joy to be able to be on the same team with her and work with her. I really enjoy that aspect of the station. And I just encourage all the listeners out there to continue supporting the great journalism that Mary and our other reporters get to do. And you can do that by calling 217-206-9847 or going online to nprillinois.org. Your gift helps so much to make it possible to do the things that we do here at NPR Illinois.
Mary, is there a story that stands out to you that you've really enjoyed covering or has made an impact on you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that I would say I enjoyed doing the story. It was tough, but I recently did a story about looking back at the COVID-19 outbreak at a long-term care facility in Sherman at the Villa, getting to talk to some of the staff and resident who lived through that. And I think getting to sort of talk to the people who are on the front lines like that, who are really dealing with this virus in a really visceral and day-to-day way and trying to care for people, I think is a really important perspective, because I think we hear a lot about, oh, well, it's not that bad. And, most people survive and some people only have mild symptoms or no symptoms at all, but which is true. But, then you also have folks who are really vulnerable and who can suffer through this and die. And so that's, and then you have the folks who are taking care of them, who are putting themselves at great risk to take care of those folks. So I think that, that has been something that I've tried to focus on, in addition to the sort of, restrictions and rules and all the other things that we talk about.
Have you heard anything lately or read anything or listened to any story that's giving you a sense of hope or relief lately?
Yeah, it has been sort of overwhelming to hear the stories about the healthcare workers and the hospitals. I mean, I think one hopeful thing is sort of the resilience that you hear in that, and the people continuing to be committed to doing that work. I think that is hopeful, as even at the same time as it is, heartbreaking to hear that.
Yeah, it's, difficult times for everybody. And I wonder, there's conversation about first responders, and I really think reporters fit in that. There's been some discussion for reporters needing to, take mental health time because there's a little bit of PTSD almost kicking in. And have you seen that with some reporters? Do you see them or yourself being fatigued by this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all in our, in our different roles have become, sort of worn down and fatigued. I mean, I think the entire sort of pandemic mindset is really wearing on everybody. I mean, I think, for reporters in particular, trying to sort of cover everything and get to everything, while at the same time putting them, trying to connect with people and things like that, it can definitely be wary. And I think that there is, even before this, starting some seeds of conversation about, mental health and self-care and trying to maybe get away from the mindset of, just sort of pushing through and, we'll deal with the aftermath when it comes. So I think that there is more conversation about that and more resources being shared, on the Facebook groups and the Slack channels that I'm a part of, people sort of that entering the conversation more, which I think is a good thing.
We're talking with Mary Hansen, one of our reporters here at NPR Illinois, and this is a special year-end drive version of Community Voices. We're encouraging you to support the work that Mary and other reporters do at NPR Illinois to keep you informed. You can do that by going to nprillinois.org or by calling 206-9847 and making a donation to support NPR Illinois. Mary, we just heard of a couple retirements of veteran reporters here in Springfield, and it seems like we continue to get a smaller and smaller reporting pool. How do we make sure we keep people informed when we have fewer folks keeping an eye on things?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yes, Doug and And Bernie leaving the State Journal Register is a huge loss for the Springfield community, just in terms of institutional knowledge and in terms of, you know, skill. And it's just, it's hard to imagine how, what the State House and what, you know, local coverage will look like without them. I will say, having worked with both of them, they're just great colleagues as well. I mean, Bernie is somebody who, you know, is always willing to share that institutional knowledge, which I think is, can be unfortunately unique among journalists. Sometimes people like to sort of hoard those things and, you know, sort of gives them the competitive advantage. And that is just not the way Bernie works. And even I had a conversation with him a couple of weeks ago and mentioned that I was doing an interview with a local politician. And he said, oh, well, you know, and he launched into 5 or 10 minutes about their background and history. And so I, you know, that is just a, you know, a big loss. Not that they still won't be around, obviously, to share that and to share their insights, but it's definitely disappointing to see them leave. But in terms of, you know, trying to carry on, I mean, I think, you know, we have to sort of look at more ways of collaboration. And I think more ways of sort of specializing and kind of drilling down and saying, you know, you all are going to cover this and this on the day to day and really do that. So we're going to try to move over here and, you know, be the voice and cover this. So we're not all, you know, covering the same exact news conferences and producing the same exact stories. You know, I'd really like to see more collaboration and sort of more figuring out of the needs and what we need to be covering.
And Mary, I think you're absolutely correct about the collaboration piece. I think in all aspects of life, especially right now during COVID-19, we're starting to see more people care about each other. And I think more people trying to work together to make life a little bit better. And here at NPR Illinois, I would like to think we're doing that with, you know, your reporting programs such as Community Voices. And that's why we're really asking our listeners and supporters to take a step back and come collaborate with us by supporting us during our year-end drive. And you can do that by calling 217-206-9847 or going online to nprillinois.org, and we'll continue to bring you all the coverage, news, programming you need to stay a little bit better and hopeful during this time we're in now.
Mary, is there anything we should ask you or that you'd like to tell us about that you know that's going on here as we get ready to wrap up?
I think as we're, you know, pitching support for NPR Illinois, which obviously is important to me, and I think hopefully important to you all as well, you know, just really emphasizing that the local journalism, we need this ecosystem to continue. It's not just, you know, it's not just us, but we're one piece of it. So yeah, really appreciate everybody's support.
Well, then Mary, thank you very much for taking some time out of your day to talk to Bea and I and the listeners. Really appreciate getting to hear from you, and all the best in your future reporting.
Thanks so much. Great to talk to you guys.